Today's reading is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, and can be found on page 1220 of your Pew Bible. 1220. To the elders in the flock, to the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's suffering, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favour to the humble. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A test. Who remembers 1972? You were around, yeah? Yeah. Can't remember the year of the next one, but I think it must have been the 1990s, actually. But anyway, you'll tell me. In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire... Exactly. Have we got them there? Yay! Okay, so we know who we can hire then. So, here's the next test. If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call? Well done. If there's something weird and you don't look good, who are you going to call? Yay. But if you're a Christian, if your marriage is breaking down, if you've just received a call from the doctor and it doesn't look good, who are you gonna call? Your elders. Peter's letter was written to believers at that time. But it was also written to you and me, Christians who were suffering and being persecuted for following Christ. Peter wrote to them to comfort them, to teach them how to live, and to give them the right perspective on their lives and their struggles. Here in chapter 5, Peter says to the elders among you. Now, why does he do that? Why does he suddenly start talking to elders? Well, I really thought about this, and my conclusion is this. When you're a Christian, and your marriage is breaking down, or your faith is on the rocks, or your doctor has just called and given you bad news, or you're being persecuted simply for following Christ, you're supposed to be able to turn to someone. In our case, we talk about church elders. That is the role of an elder. And that is the first thing that we see in this passage. And then Peter goes on to talk about the role of an elder. Now, Peter was an apostle, but he was quite unlike Paul. He wasn't a missionary going from place to place, planting churches. His primary calling was to lead the church in Jerusalem. The apostles were unique in some ways, but in other ways, Peter was just like them. Peter was an elder, like any other elder in the church. And his role and theirs was this. You can see it in verse 2. His role was to be a shepherd of God's flock. Can we have the next slide, please? Thank you. Now, there are a number within our church who, perhaps knowingly or unknowingly, are considered to be elders or shepherds. Shepherds of God's flock. People like Lizzie. People like Katie. People like Helen. People like Bridget. But there are many others that I know take on the role of elders, caring for God's flock in many and in varying ways. The model we find in the Bible is that wherever there are Christians, there's a church. And wherever there is a church, there are church elders. And elders are called to be shepherds of God's flock. So what does that mean? Well, I think elders are referred to as shepherds because shepherds do three things. They lead the sheep, they feed the sheep, and they protect the sheep. They lead the sheep by guiding them in the way that they should go, and the sheep follow them and trust the shepherd and take them, and the shepherd takes them in the right direction. And so it is with elders who are appointed to lead. They are, as it says in verse 2 of this passage, overseers, looking at what the church needs and where the church needs to go. But shepherds also feed the sheep. They take them to the best pastures. They make sure that they're well fed and watered so that they're healthy and that they grow well. And they're also to preach the truth and to make sure that each member of the church is being well fed from the Bible so that their spiritual lives are healthy. And finally, shepherds protect the sheep. When the sheep wander off in the wrong direction or go down dangerous paths, it's the shepherd's job to bring them back. And that's what church elders are appointed to do, to protect the church, to watch over the flock, and to see if anyone strays so the pathways can be made straighter. They can bring them back. Bring them back to the truth. And they are to protect the flock from attack, either from false teaching or from subtle influences from the world. In verse 2, Peter says that church elders are to be shepherds, not of their own flock, but of God's flock. And in verse 4, Peter reminds us that God is the chief shepherd. So church elders, well, they're really just under shepherds, shepherds over God's flock who serve under a chief shepherd. Now, secondly, Peter shows us the heart of an elder. Can we have our next slide? He describes the heart of an elder by using three contrasts. If you go back to verse 2, you'll see that there are some strange words there. And that might seem like a strange thing that Peter's saying in that verse, because after all, if you're a church elder, why would you serve if you must? Who'd choose to be an elder unless they were willing? So we ask the question again, what is Peter saying? And I thought about this, and I think that the church elders should be shepherds of God's flock, not because they must, but because they are willing. And second, Peter says at the end of verse 2, elders should be not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Now again, at first, that probably seems like a strange thing to say. Let me say, because I don't get to say this very often, thank you. Thank you so much for all of your support. You can't imagine how much that keeps me going. Becoming a church elder, in my case, an LLM, would seem like a strange career choice for someone who is greedy for money, wouldn't it? But I'm not alone in choosing to serve. I know I mentioned some people. I also know I mentioned just ladies, but there are lots of men here that serve and care in lots of different ways. Don't think you're not there in my heart. You are. And again, we think, well, Peter, what do you mean? Well, I think the contrast of verse 2 says that a church elder should be not greedy for money, but eager to serve. So in other words, no one should train to be a minister or seek to be an elder for what he or she can get, but for what he or she can give. Being a church elder isn't about what you can get for yourself, but should be fueled by a desire to help others, to serve others. An elder is to be servant-hearted. Thirdly, in verse 3, it's very much a power verse, and a little bit of power or position or authority can be a dangerous thing, can't it? It's easy to enjoy the feeling of being able to tell someone to do something and they do it. But that is not the heart of an elder. That's not how they should lead. These days, if you see a shepherd, tell me, does anybody watch that program about the Yorkshire family? Yeah. Right. So how do they get around when they're, not the right word, herding their sheep, but have you noticed how they get around? Not by walking these days, is it? It's on a quad bike. So, if you want to be a shepherd, you've got to get a quad bike. And that's how you're going to be herding your your fellow people back here into church. But in Peter's day, well, the shepherds had a crook and they walked the fields and the hills and they herded their sheep. Shepherds in the ancient world led from the front, showing the way that they were to go, because they took the pathway themselves. They led from the front. And that's the picture that Peter paints here. Elders who don't give out orders to be obeyed, but who teach and preach faithfully and set by example. That is what a real shepherd is about. The heart of an elder is passionate, passionate about privilege to serve others and to lead by example. Finally, Peter talks about the rewards of being an elder. Now, in a sense, Peter isn't saying really anything new here. Back in chapter 1, if you go back to chapter 1 if you want to, but don't worry, in verse 4, he reminds us that all Christians have an inheritance that can never perish, never spoil, never fail, but is kept in heaven for us. But here, he reminds us that, to some degree, at least, our inheritance is eternity and will reflect the way we have chosen to live our lives here on earth. And for elders, it seems there will be special recognition of the role that they've played and the work that they've done, serving as shepherds, under the chief shepherd, looking after his flock. So Peter reminds us of three more things: the role of the elder, the heart of the elder, and the reward of the elder. So then I ask this question: what can we take away from this passage? And those three things? First, that elders need to come humbly to such responsibility. We need to remember again that we have been called. The task that we've been given is to shepherd God's flock. They are under our care. They need us to lead. So they need to know where the church is, where it's come from, where it's going to, and they need to show us how we're going to get there. Second, an elder is going to feed the flock. Do they know what the flock needs? Are they giving them the best spiritual food? Are their own spiritual lives healthy and growing? And they need to protect and help people to see the dangers all around them, and they need to be fighting off false teaching. So an elder, I need to know my own heart. Am I serving God and his church because I long to do so and because I love to do so? Or have I lost that love? Has his ministry become more of a duty than a joy? Am I putting others first? Finally, do I remember what the reward will be for faithful ministry? Do I remember what I'm waiting for? Not riches on earth, but riches in heaven. Now, why am I saying all of this to you when you're probably thinking, well, only people who might be elders today, like Dave, like me, like those that I've chosen to speak about, the ministry team. Shouldn't this be a private conversation, Carol, that you're having in Dave's office? No, I don't think so. Peter wrote this letter to be read to the whole church, including these verses. All of us need to know that this is what the church elder should look like. This is what the role is, and this is what their life should look like. You need to know that so that you can be praying for people like me and others. And now, again, why am I saying this to all of you? After all, I guess that not many of you are thinking about becoming elders. But again, all of us need to know this because we all need to be praying for those who are thinking of becoming elders. And all of us need to be praying that God would raise up more godly men and women, more leaders within our church. Because our country, our world, needs more churches. And our churches need more leaders. Today, every bit as much as then, our churches need good, godly leaders. But your shepherds, your elders, also need you if they are going to be good and godly and if they're going to last. I'm not going to forget about verse 5 because I think verse 5 is particularly significant because after talking to the elders, Peter then turns round and he says, to tell young men, by which I take, he means anyone, male or female, who is not an elder, to be humble. Not just to pray for our elders, but to accept the authority they have over us. These words from Hebrews. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you speak to each one of us in your own special way, that you ask each one of us to be a shepherd. Help us not to be afraid that we follow you. Help us not to be afraid to speak your name. Help us to find someone who doesn't know you yet, Lord, and help them to come into the flock. Lift each one of us up. Hold us close to your heart. Make us brave. And thank you, Father, that you gave so much, that you were willing to be with us each step of the way, to give us always your strength. In your name, amen.